So I'm Brandon LeBlanc with the Windows Blog, and I'm here with Larry Larson, who is going to talk to us about WeShare, a website that lets you take your Windows Experience Index rating and share it with Facebook and add it to a database that's on the website. So Larry, kind of give us a little bit of some history behind the making of this of WeShare.
So WeShare is one of the things that we came up with in DPE. So in Channel 9, we also have a little group with Clint Ruckus, who drives it, called Coding for Fun. So when we come up with interesting little applications that we'd like to see made, we do it as a Coding for Fun application. It's open source. Other people can take the source code and do what they like with it and extend it if they like. And this one we developed, and it uses an Azure backend. It's got Silverlight here on the site, and it's a WPF app that runs. So it used a lot of different Microsoft technologies that we got to show how they work together.
Excellent.
It was developed by 352 Media, and yeah. So
and you led the development for this with them?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. And so here, just real quick, let's go over. I actually ran the score on my machine here. Let me pull that up real quick. And I have
a screamer.
Yeah, I have a 5.
You need a better graphics card.
I do.
That's the great thing about Windows Experience Index is you can at least see where your weak link is. And in this case, that'd be your graphics card.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not bad. I mean, that's for a laptop. That's a pretty decent score.
The goat is getting old.
Yeah, the goat.
So after I run the score, it comes up with a screen that asks me if I wanted to post this score to the website,
yeah.
And that refers to WeScore, right?
Yeah, that's the WeShare website with the Azure backend. So this will be posting it up to the site.
All right, so I'm going to hit yes.
And you also have the ability to upload to Facebook. So if you want to put a badge on your Facebook wall, and people can see that, you know, you get a 5.
Well, let's go ahead and do that right now here.
And everyone can watch you sign into Facebook.
Hopefully, no one can see my email address.
I know how many characters it is, so that helps me whittle down the amount of tries that I have to do.
So allow publishing.
All right.
And did it? And it posted, correct?
It posted up to Facebook, and you can jump out there if you want to take a look.
Let's go to Facebook and. Check out to see if I can force feed my friends into looking at my Wii score.
So there you are. My score is a 5.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. So one of the other good things about I'll like it as soon as I get back. So one of the other nice things about WeShare, and this is probably the most important part, is we start getting thousands of machines in there. Yeah. As you start looking for other hardware and you just want to see, you want to kind of judge, you know, what scores different machines get, you can use this as a search. You can get kind of a candlestick, a high and a low score for each machine. The Windows Experience Index, you know, it's a good starting point, but, you know, if you see a machine that you really like, you probably want to research it a little bit more and see what the 3D mark is and other scores for it. But it's a great place to start. The other thing, too, is if you find your machine in here, there's a very robust search if you do the advanced search. So you can look for your specific machine, and if you say, well, I've got an ATI graphics card, and you can look at the different driver versions to see, well, maybe I'll get a better score if I use this other driver version.
Wow.
And any one of these lines, you can just click on it, and it'll expand, and you can see what card it was that they were using and the driver version. And the other nice thing, too, is we include touch points. So if you're curious about how many touch points a given machine has, you can start there.
There's quite a few one point. Now,
a one touch point, that can be a couple things. It might be a trackpad, or it might be like a Wacom tablet.
Okay.
So those are both considered a touch point.
Excellent.
One of the things that we want to do in the future is with the new version is to try to capture what driver is used for those touch points. Because with some machines, like I've got an HP TX2, and it can vary in the number of touch points that it has depending on which driver it has installed. So that can go up and down a little bit.
Does it capture whether you're running a 64-bit or 32-bit operating system?
It does. And it'll usually show that, I think, on the far left under the system. It'll tell you what version of Windows they're using. And of course, this is Windows 7 only. We could have done Vista. There's nothing, no problem in doing Vista, except that there's different scores. I mean, it's 5.9 was the top score in Vista, 7.9 with Windows 7. So didn't want to really mix the apples and oranges. So right now, this is just a Windows 7 system.
And you said that this is all open source, so someone could take this code today and adapt it for their website or service.
Sure.
And be able to have their users share their Windows Experience Index scores.
Yeah,
correct?
You can go to weshare.codeplex.net, okay. I believe. And it might be .com, but you can go there and download the source code. I've got a FAQ there that people can read that has more information about touch points and some of the, you know, if there's any limitations or anything like that in there, then it's all in the FAQ there.
Well, this is awesome. Excellent. Well, if you haven't already, definitely visit weshare.net and share your score, add your Windows Experience Index score to the database and share it with your friends on Facebook. Encourage them to do the same on their PCs, their Windows 7 PCs, and we will be talking more with Larry as they continue to ramp up and update the site.